Before the start of today's debate, Republicans said the mining bill was likely the most important jobs bill they would pass this session. Assembly Majority Leader Scott Souter predicted a mine could be operating in the Pinoki Hills in 3 to 4 years. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said it made sense to mine one of the largest iron ore deposits in North America in a region that's economically depressed.
The state of Wisconsin needs to do whatever it can to try to create private sector opportunities to bring good-paying jobs right here to Wisconsin.
But Baraboo Assembly Democrat Fred Clark said there was a reason mining companies hadn't tried to mine that ore before. It's buried deep and it's low grade, meaning a big pit and lots of waste rock will be necessary in the water-rich environment of the Pinoki Hills. Clark says the mining bill would give away too much to try to get at that ore.
SB 1 started out by asking the question, how far do we have to bend over backwards to get a mine, any mine, built here in Wisconsin at any price?
Specifically, the plan would let a mining company fill the smallest lakes and streams with waste rock and says that damaging wetlands is presumed necessary in iron mining. South Milwaukee Republican Mark Honnadel says there's a reason that presumption's in the bill.
Unfortunately, the catch about iron mining is the mine is where it is. We can't move it.
Honnadel said any damaged wetlands would have to be rebuilt or mitigated somewhere else. But Democrats say that presumption is a sea change in Wisconsin, a state that's historically known for valuing the environment. They argue the way this bill treats water means it's bound to get tied up and possibly overturned in court. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.